Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio with hard-hitting news and networks reviews to use always on your favorite hard-hitting talk station. This is the broadcast for, what is it already? Saturday, February the 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Wow. Hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. First hour, we talked about news the networks refused to use. Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review, a whole 12 hours of radio boiled down into an hour, just showing you how many news stories we really talk about. It's just incredible. The news, the viewpoint on the news, the Christian worldview, the worldview that we're all Americans and we need to stand together shoulder to shoulder, the idea that we're all God's children, the fundamental unit of society, the family, how critical it is to stand for the traditional family, to reject these pro-death agenda folks, and to stand for pro-life. I mean, we cover a lot on your radio. But without further ado, our guest, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, and we have like-minded viewpoints, folks. He wants to help us bring masculinity and the traditional family back to America. And he has a website called RebuildingTheMan.com to do just that. Man, it's incredible stuff that Jesse works on. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
All right. Thank you so much, Sam Bushman, for having me back. Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you, sir. And by the way, just so everybody knows, Jesse Lee Peterson has his own radio show and some TV stuff that he does. He's an author. As you know, he's got his ministry going on, Bond, and it's Brotherly Love, reaching out in a ministry to help people. It's tremendous. We syndicate Jesse's show. We're one of the partners with him at libertynewsradio.com, and we're grateful for his incredible show. And man, I'm telling you, Jesse does some real live in the trenches reporting. So as far as I understand, you went to the Women's March, right?
I did, and it was amazing. And one thing that I realized about the Women's March is that those women who participate in those type of marches are very angry. And they're first angry because they have not been raised by good fathers. They don't know what it is to have a father's love. And then the men that they have run into in life and the brainwashing of the education system has really added to their anger. And so they really don't know what they're looking for. And in reality, they're looking for a father's love, but they've been told that they're looking for something else. And it's pretty sad to see how lost they are and suffering that they're doing because they don't really have the love of a father.
And there, in that discussion, talks about the different kinds of love. You know, Jesus Christ talked about there are different kinds of love. There is the love of a father and a mother that provides trust and security and stability and respect and appreciation and acknowledgement of virtue and all these things in that kind of love that when taken away, leaves someone incredibly vulnerable. They lack trust. They lack stability. They lack the honor and the virtue that could be there built if it's left out. And it seems like our society rewards the leaving out of that kind of love.
That's right. And the love of a mother is really the love that comes from her husband, which would be the kid's father. And the father gets his love from God, from Christ, and Christ gets his love from God. The love have to come from above to down below, because if it comes from below above, it would destroy you. But the human beings don't have their own love to give. The real love that we want and have is that of God. And there's an order to life, and that order is God and Christ. Christ and man over woman, and woman over children. And while we were growing up, we knew that love, and that love worked. But during the so-called civil rights movement and the women's movement and all these movements that has happened, it has reversed the order of things. And now the love coming from below, and that line of love is not love. It's total deception and destruction. And that's what we see happening in our country today. we really got to point the right way for men to come back to God and love him with all their heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else, and then love their neighbor as they love themselves, because that's how God loved them. That order is, that's why men are so attacked, because men, even though they may be weak, they still represent God on earth. They are the sons of God, weak sons, but still the sons of God on earth. And the sons of God are hated. The most hated species on this side of heaven are straight, white, and black Christian conservative men, because it's those men that hold things together. And that's why you see this attack on what I on the President Trump, the Great White Hope, because the Great White Hope is a straight, white, conservative Christian man, and the enemy can defeat him through the children of the lie who are trying to destroy him. And the children of the lie are the liberal media, the Democratic Party, the right-o Republicans, the never-Trumpers. They hate this man because he is a man of power, a man of God, and they hate that kind of person. If they ever destroy him, when men like him, it's over for the country, Sam. We would never get it back again unless men wake up, and that's what we're doing at Bond. We're pointing the way for men to wake up around the world.
Now, it's important for people to understand that God's love is pure, and its expression is holy and righteous. When love comes from the bottom up, it becomes the natural man love. It's misplaced. It's misdirected. It seeks for selfishness of its own. It doesn't seek for the selfless God-ordained love through the bounds that he has set. And when you violate those bounds, and when you violate that God's law, then it's nothing but man run amok.
That's right. The so-called love that comes from above, below, is anger, is hatred, is the love, the phony imitation, false love of Satan. And Satan made a promise that he was going to rob, steal, and kill. And that's what he's doing with this fake emotional love that the world is pushing now. They're pushing that like that's real love. And the love that comes from God, from above, it's not something you could feel, taste, or touch. You live by it. It's a light unto your feet. It's perfect in all its ways. And we got to wake up the men, point them back to God, because if the men wake up and return to the Father, then this world will change overnight. And I'm starting to see this happening. This is our 29th year anniversary of Bond, my nonprofit. We've been in operation now for 29 years this month. And we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. And I've just have seen amazing things happen lately that I didn't even know was going to happen. But it's amazing to hear men and women waking up around the world. And so it gives me strong faith that things will get better, even though with the physical eyes, they look like we're not going to win. But if the men wake up, we will win the spiritual battle. There's no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, deadbeat-dad-ism, or white supremacism. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. It has nothing to do with male or female. It has everything to do with good and evil, right versus wrong. And we got to stop looking at the physical, but look at the spirit that's driving the physical.
It has nothing to do with the manipulation of male versus female, but it has everything to do with God created man in his own image. Male and female created he them. And on that doctrine stands the truth.
Yes. But you have men and women now who are afraid to even talk about that. They're afraid to stand up for it. They're afraid that because they've been brainwashed that if you stand up, especially white people, if you stand up for what is right, you're racist, we're going to fire you, we're going to take your stuff, we're going to destroy you. And that's what the enemy does. He wants to put fear in you, because if he can get you to be afraid, he can destroy you. And white people are the most hated species on this side of heaven. And I've been urging white people for the last 29 years to overcome that fear, because the more you give in to the enemy, the worse that it gets.
And I submit these evil people know that we're not racist. They just know that's the card that can divide us and destroy us. That's all.
Yes. And if white Americans don't wake up, we're going to have in America what's happening in South Africa right now. the black government, the black people have taken over the government in South Africa, and white people are being robbed, killed, murdered, raped, have cut up their bodies, and they go. These blacks go to their homes and do it, and the government is taking the land of white South Africans without compensation, and no one cares. We don't hear an outcry around the world about it. We can barely get the message out, and that's what's going to happen in this country. If the people of color take over the government in America, you got my word, exactly what's happening in South Africa to white people.
Yeah, and Karen Smith is one of the great advocates to highlight what's going on over there, too.
I'm sorry?
A lady by the name of Karen Smith is one of the people speaking out about this and highlighting what's really going on over there. She came to America from South Africa, and she has firsthand knowledge and experience. She explains what's going on there very well.
I've interviewed people from South Africa, especially white people, and they're in the midst of it. And for some reason, the world doesn't seem to care. There's a genocide happening in South Africa to white people. And I guarantee you, if it was happening to black people or any other color people, you would hear about it around the world on a daily basis. But you barely hear about it right now because it's white.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Lee Peterson is with us. We're talking about critical issues. We're talking about bringing the traditional family back. RebuildingTheMan.com, the website. I want Jesse to finish telling us when he went to the Women's March what happened. It's incredible. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march, that is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Breaking down truth like nobody's business, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio with Jesse Lee Peterson. I should say the good reverend's with us, folks. Help us bring back masculinity and the traditional family. RebuildingTheMan.com is his incredible ministry. We are in a spiritual warfare for the soul of America, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about that, right? This is serious. Serious. The war in heaven continues on earth, folks. And so there is no such thing as racism and all these other things. All they want to do is use that as a divide and conquer tactic. They love distraction and destruction. And we can't let it happen. We've got to realize there's just simply good versus evil. And to treat people unkindly is evil. To be honest and treat people with dignity and respect is righteous and good and vital. And so women viciously attack black Trump supporter at Women's March. That was you, right, Jesse?
It was. They threw a Colt 7-Up on me. They yelled and screamed. They cursed at me. They threatened me. They called me the N-word. There was nuns, women dressed in nuns' outfits. I don't know if they were real nuns or not, but the people could see it by going to thefatherstate.tv, thefatherstate.tv. But the nuns were cursing at me. They had awful signs where just bad languages on it. They were very, very violent. But we have to expose this anyway so that the world can see, especially in America, that these women are evil. They are not about love. They are not about so-called women's rights. They are about the destruction of men, of families. They want to get rid of any image of God. And that's what this is all about. They were yelling at me. They were attacking me in physical ways. It was awful. But it was good to expose that kind of stuff. We got to get out there and deal with it.
All right. Now, this N-word, what I find fascinating, I have a recording of Donald Trump. Well, no, I don't. And in fact, they've been looking for that forever, and it doesn't exist, using the N-word. But I do have one of Barack Hussein Obama using the N-word.
Yes.
What's up with all that?
Because, to be honest with you, black people don't care about the so-called N-word. They use it all the time. They use it with each other. They use it in their homes. They use it in their schools. But they pretend to care about it when white people use it that word because they wanted to put fear from white people and try to destroy white people.
Well, what's funny is if a black person uses it, they say it's a term of endearment and it's okay. And if a white person does it, it's certainly racist. And behind that reality is the thought police, right?
That's right. And so what they do is try to control free thought, free speech, and all of that. They don't want you to tell the truth about what's really wrong in the black community, especially if you're white. And what's really wrong is not racism. And I grew up on a plantation down in Alabama under the Jim Crow laws, and I never heard a word racism until the so-called civil rights movement came about, and they started to do that, use that so-called racism and an N-word to control white people. I pray that whites and blacks and all people get over the fear, because these words are being made up in order to control you. They're not being made up to help. If words were going to change things like that, when Barack Obama, I call him the Father Messiah, when he became president, it would be all over now. Because a lot of white people voted for Obama thinking that if they voted for him, then black people would realize that they are not against them, and especially not because of color. But instead, they use that word even more so. We are more divided today between blacks and whites and others because of Obama than any other time in the history of America.
You're right about that, and racism seems to be getting worse as they continue to foment the divide on purpose. It's their attempt at destruction and division and deception. But I want to bring this up, and I say this, and they call me a racist for this, Jesse. But I say this, we're all God's children. When are we going to start to act like it?
That's my point, too. I do want to just clarify one thing. We are all created by God, but only those who have been born again of God are God's children. Because if we were all born again of God, we would have peace on earth today. There are children of the lie, which is of Satan, and there are children of God. Those who have been born again are children of God, but those who have not are children of Satan. That's why if we see the Democratic Party, they are children, those representatives are children of Satan. That's why these are liars and thieves and destructive people. They want to usher in socialism in our country, all divide men from women, all kind of evil. And children of God would never bring destruction. They will always bring love.
When you went to the Women's March, were the cops there to try to protect you from these evil people calling you the N-word and abusing you and such?
Well, there were cops there. But for some reason, I had my bodyguard, a couple of bodyguards with me for sure. But the cops, even though I really respect the cops, I support the cops, but their hands are tied. they seem to always protect the evil ones, the radical ones, rather than the people who are standing up for good. It wasn't like that a long time ago, but that has switched. And I know it's because the cops are under attack. They're losing their jobs. They are being called racist. They've been called homophobic, all kinds of things. And so now a lot of the cops are afraid to stand up for the good, you know, in the open.
And a lot of them, believe it or not, internally are even given stand-down orders, aren't they?
That's what I'm about to tell you. They have been told to stand down, especially when it comes to radical black people and homosexuals, people like the Black Lives Matter. And Black Lives Matter is worse than the KKK, to be honest with you. It was an organization founded by black lesbians and radical black homosexuals and radical white social justice warriors. And they are worse.
Well, let me stop you there, though. I mean, just that whole idea is racist as all get out, isn't it?
That's right. It is. It's pure evil. But the cops have been told, hands off. And when these people go out for these, to put on their little rallies and things like that, if you go out there and oppose them or just even interview them, they become very angry and very violent. And the cops can't really do anything about it to protect the good folks. And we saw that in Virginia when the Antifa went out there and attacked the white people who had permission to be there. They had permission to protest. They had permission. And Antifa attacked them. And the white people were called white supremacists and all that when they were innocent because they haven't had the right to be there. We have a right.
Well, and in that case, even Donald Trump pointed out, look, there's wicked people on both sides that take it to extreme, but there's a lot of good people with legitimate intentions as well. And he got attacked relentlessly for even trying to be even-handed.
He sure did. Because I'm telling you, and I'm saying this over and over again, white people are not allowed to stand up for what is right. They are not allowed to stand up for their own country. If it wasn't for white people, there would be no America. And if you notice, when the people of color take over, they don't build, they destroy. When these illegal aliens come in, they suck the life out of the system, they take jobs, they move into the urban areas, the inner cities, and they take jobs from black people, they run them out of their communities, they bring in drugs and crimes. And then they made the area look like the country that they come from. It doesn't even look like America anymore when they move in. We got to stop all this from happening in this great nation. This nation was given to us by God. It was encouraged by God to white people to build this great nation. And now these people are coming here, and they're not coming with a sense of appreciation. They're coming with a sense of they want to take the country. They want to take over, tell us what to do.
And those who inherited this wonderful blessing of America, no matter how you come here, it's a blessing to be here and to have this. But it's our job to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, though. This is the base camp, if you will, that the Lord has set up his operations to share the good news, right?
And we better share it. We have no other choice because they're sharing the evil news because they're sharing the lies. They're divided. They're trying to conquer. So this country is a Judeo-Christian country, and we have an obligation to share righteousness, to share the good news. We better not shut down from that, because if we do, it's over. This country will be socialist, evil country, and it will not stand. It'll be so divided that it will not stand. We are one nation under God. We're not a divided nation. And if they can divide us, they will conquer us.
All right, they say MAGA hats. Now, I don't like that term MAGA because it sounds bad. They're really Make America Great Again hats, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
All right, now, they're not MAGA hats, and that makes you think of a maggot or, you know, so, I don't know. But they like to do that because it manipulates the reality, right, and the intent and stuff like that. Well, anyway, they say Make America Great Again hats and blackface are different forms of expression, but they share a certain unfortunate similar DNA, writes the Los Angeles Times. This shows the evil. Hold on, Jesse. Quick pause. We'll come back with Jesse Lee Peterson in seconds on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker tells the House Judiciary Committee he made no promises to the White House about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
At no time has the White House asked for, nor have I provided, any promises or commitments concerning the Special Counsel's investigation or any other investigation.
Committee Democrats hounded Whitaker. New York's Hakeem Jeffries questioned his abilities.
We're all trying to figure out, who are you, where did you come from, and how the heck did you become the head of the Department of Justice?
Congressional bargainers continued their effort toward a border security deal amid indications the White House is preparing to accept a bipartisan deal that would give President Trump much less money than he wants for a border wall. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
He does want a border wall. He does want border security. He wants to protect the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
More people are calling for Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax to resign after another woman is now accusing him of sexual assault.
Any message for the citizens of Virginia?
We'll have our say. I'm confident but true. Thank you all so much.
Fairfax has repeatedly denied the allegations against him. He's even demanding a full investigation into what he calls, quote, unsubstantiated and false allegations, saying in a statement, I will clear my good name and I have nothing to hide. I've passed two full field background checks by the FBI and run for office in two highly contested elections with nothing like this being raised before. I will not resign.
A top Saudi official says the prince wasn't involved in the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The U.S. is looking at a deadline to sanction Saudi Arabia under the Magnitsky Human Rights Act. The president has been reluctant to assign blame to his death. This is USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to go quickly. Jesse Lee Peterson's got to fly in just a second, ladies and gentlemen. RebuildingTheMan.com is his website. So they're saying blackface is akin to Make America Great Again hats. And they're both racist there, Jesse. Quick response.
I want to say that, I'm a conservative Republican all the way, right? And the people who have been accused so far about the so-called blackface are Democrats, and especially out of Virginia. But in all honesty, blackface doesn't mean anything to black people. The Democrats are trying to use this blackface and turn it into an issue because they are trying to keep the attention and focus away from passing these bills, these abortion bills, where that was allowed the woman to kill the baby even after the 9th month. If the baby should come out during a botched abortion after the 9th month, let the baby die on the table. Or if the woman decides she wanted to kill the baby on the way to the hospital to have the baby during the 9th month. And they're trying to distract from that. If you notice, that those issues are not in the media in the way they were when we first found out what the Democrats had done in New York, and now they're trying to pass that in abortion thing in Virginia. So this blackface thing is just a distraction. And they're willing to destroy their own in order to keep this abortion thing secret from the people because they want to gain power. And the Democrats know if the Americans find out that they are really into killing the unborn children, that they don't have a chance of taking over as president and the Senate.
That's why the truth shall set you free. Last question, then we'll let you fly. San Francisco area restaurant says Make America Great Again hats are compared to white hoods and swastikas, and therefore they've banned Make America Great Again hats.
That's evil. They're lying. They just hate the president. They hate this president to a passion, man. And they hate anyone who support the president. It's all about stopping this president.
Well, what if Jesse rolls into that restaurant with his Make America Great Again hat on? Are they going to kick you out? I'd like to see that on video.
Yeah, they will. As a matter of fact, at our men's forum on this past Thursday, we have a monthly men's forum as well as Sunday services. The men, a couple of the guys were talking about how they were attacked and ran out of a cafe because they had on a Make America Great Again hat. They hate the president. These people
were they black guys?
One was an Asian, one was a white guy.
Oh, wow. All right. Anyway, I bring it up, though, because I think we've got to highlight the dishonesty. The issue is honesty, Jesse.
That's right. It is total dishonesty. It's evil. And I want your audience to know this is evil. It's a battle between good and evil. And good, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And good can defeat evil as long as they have faith in God and have no fear.
Give out your website, sir.
It's rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, and they can listen to my show at jlptalk.com.
jlptalk.com, and syndicated by Liberty News Radio as partner with Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you, sir. Godspeed.
Thank you for that.
All right. Thank you. Godspeed, sir. We know he's got a fly. He's got an appointment. He stayed a little bit longer for me, and I'm grateful for that. Jesse Lee Peterson, everyone, doing a phenomenal job standing up for God, family, and country, protecting life, liberty, and property, shining light on the lie, rejecting the evil intent, dismissing the charges of racism and everything else, and understanding that, look, this is nothing but the war in heaven continued, folks. This is God versus Satan, and we're in the middle. And which side are you going to be on is really the fundamental question, isn't it? Okay, and that's what we really need to realize is critical here. This is not a me versus you, a black versus white, a male versus female, a Democrat versus Republican. I could go on forever. You know the drill, right? This is a spiritual war for the souls of men and women, right? The soul of America is at stake, writes the American Family Association, and boy, howdy, are they spot on. But women literally viciously attacked black Donald Trump supporter Jesse Lee Peterson at the Women's March. They repeatedly called him the N-word. They abused him. It's just amazing. And the cops, I don't know what they're doing, but they had a stand down order. They did nothing to protect an American. San Francisco area restaurant literally kicking people out for not for wearing a Make America Great Again hats. And they say Make America Great Again hats and blackface are different forms of expression, but they share the same racist DNA. Okay, this is just baloney, folks. Look, I wear a Make America Great Again hat because I believe that we want to return to the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, and to return to the morality that made America great first. How is that racist? All right, they're even talking about single-family homes being racist. They attack this, quote, Gucci polo neck thing over this blackface lie. Okay, but they're deceiving the people, folks, and it's dishonesty is at the core, and it's the media that's really making this happen. The liberals, the anti-Christ, anti-Trumpers are literally doubling down and using the media to just create a greater and greater and greater divide. We got to stop it, folks. Hey, the question is now, people are asking the question, will Donald Trump Jr. be indicted? And they're even starting to, some are saying that yes, he will. And they're saying that he knows it. And he's even telling his friends this. Wow. I don't know if he'll be indicted or not. But man, you know, when you get Jerome Corsi indicted, when you get Roger Stone, when you get Donald Trump Jr., when you get Paul Manafort, I mean, it goes on and on. They're literally surrounding Donald Trump with a siege, aren't they? In fact, they've now got Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone at each other's throat. Jerome Corsi files $25 million lawsuit, defamation lawsuit against Roger Stone now. Did you see this in the news? $25 million defamation lawsuit. It's amazing. And I think, of course, he's making a mistake with this, but Roger Stone's making mistakes, too. The government's got these two gentlemen fighting. They used to be great friends. What a sad tale to tell, huh? Oh, boy, what a sad tale to tell. But you now have Jerome Corsi files $25 million lawsuit against Roger Stone. Larry Klayman is Jerome Corsi's attorney. And this is getting bad fast. And I'm telling you right now, as sad as this is, as much as I don't like to see this, I believe they're literally laying siege to President Donald J. Trump. And believe it or not, I wrote an open letter to Donald Trump, and I told everyone they're going to get President Trump if he doesn't drain the swamp quickly and get good, honest people around President Trump. And although President Trump has done a ton of good, more good in America than any other president in my lifetime, that's beyond debate, he is losing the battle because he's not draining the swamp fast enough. And I get that it's hard to drain the swamp. I get it. There's Obama holdovers everywhere. You even put somebody in place that you think has enough experience, and then they turn out to betray you and stab you in the back. If you get people inside that don't have enough experience, then you get egg on your face. I mean, it's a very, very, very difficult thing to drain the swamp and put the good guys in place. How do you find good guys with enough experience when the rogue agents have ran government for so long? The only ones with experience are rogue agents, it seems. The deep state or the shadow government, whatever word you want to use to describe it, is alive and well, and they're literally laying siege to President Donald Trump. And our prayers are with the president. We pray this evil stops. And we need to do all we can to uphold righteousness and reject evil. This is a spiritual battle, as the American Family Association points out. And Jesse Lee Peterson's right. They're using every trick in the book to drive a wedge on every fault line they can find. It is just over the top in terms of what they're doing. And most Americans aren't even aware how evil the battle is they're waging. Most Americans aren't even aware what's going on. For example, how many people know that this Women's March, they're supposed to, you know, love and respect for women, and they're literally attacking a black Donald Trump supporter, calling him the N-word and abusing him. Vicious attacks, folks. Do you even know that's happening? You got an Asian guy wearing a Make America Great Again hat, rolls in a restaurant, they kick him out. What's up with that? Can Asians like President Trump or not? On one hand, they say Trump doesn't have any support from all these different races. But then when people try to support Donald Trump and they're of a different race, then they kick him out of restaurants. All right. You've got this situation where Donald Trump Jr. now might be indicted. You've got Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone literally at each other's throats with lawsuits and more. And you got the government on a rampage. All right. And anybody with any morals is looked at as the enemy. And anybody who seems to be immoral, anybody who pushes the Constitution is a bad guy. Anybody who promotes socialism is a good guy. This is a construct by the media. Honesty is the issue. So now Rush Limbaugh is even saying that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is approaching, in her own mind, goddess-like status. And I say this. You know, you could say it's in her own mind, Rush, and you're probably right. But it's in the minds of her supporters. And it's in her own mind, you might say. You're right. But it's also in the minds of the media. Let's talk about that.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified? Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher-tified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Rush Limbaugh says Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is approaching, in her own mind, goddess-like status. And I think that's true, but I also think, Rush, you got to look at the broader view. The mainstream press puts her in goddess-like status. They did that for Barack Obama as well. You know, they hailed him as kind of the great savior, right? The mainstream press is really the ones behind turning people into, quote, rock stars. I don't believe one flesh should be esteemed above another. I believe we're all God's children. We ought to act like it. And I don't believe anybody ought to be made a celebrity or a rock star bigger than they really are. You know what? We all eat the same and we should pray the same. And before God, our status and our rights are the same. And, you know, we should respect one another. And that's how I kind of believe. But Rush has a point, doesn't he? All right, we talked about the global warming stuff. And they now have a, quote, Green New Deal. We talked about this yesterday on the broadcast a little bit. I want to highlight it today a little bit again because Hugh Hewitt is in the news, well-known Christian broadcaster. And Hugh Hewitt says, the Green New Deal is communism. It is fascism. It is despotism. Well, he's spot on that reality check. But I got to be very clear to Hugh Hewitt as well. It's also socialism, my friend. Right? The Green New Deal is disaster. And it's really a lot more socialism than the other isms as well, because that's the way that they can soft pedal it. Remember, socialism is just a soft way to deliver communism. Right? Fascism and communism and socialism have very, very slight differences. But they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions, right? Okay, well, the reality on this is that all these different roads have slight differences. Fascism says, hey, let's partner with business, leave the business in the private hands, but control it through government. Communism says, well, there is no private business. Government owns it all. But the effect is the same, whether government controls privately held business or government owns the business outright. It's semantics, because government is at the helm and in control. Socialism is similar. Socialism just says, hey, let's politely, kindly redistribute the wealth and put government in control and steal from one and give to another. And let's do it very kindly under the idea that we just want to help everybody. It's the benevolent government plan. But it leads to the same road, which is the loss of liberty, the loss of God, family, and country, the loss of life, liberty, and property, right? So Hewitt's right, but he doesn't go far enough is the point. All right, moving to another interesting story before the end of the hour here. There's a question. Will the world run out of people? And, you know, you've heard people for a long time, zero population is the answer, my friend, right? You've heard for a long time they're saying, well, there's too many people on the planet. It's going to melt down. It's going to be horrible. And, man, you got this climate change and global warming, and we got to have a new deal to stop people, and we got to stop everybody from having babies, and it's irresponsible to have too many babies, and you got to watch your carbon footprint, and you've got to, you know, really double down and use green energy and green this and green that, and man, you got to, and they go on and on, and man is the enemy. And in every case, what they want to do is create an enemy. It's the Hegelian dialectic at work, folks. They want to create an enemy. It's a false enemy. It's a straw man enemy. And then what they want to do is they want to basically, create two wrong answers or two non-solutions with the enemy in the middle or the ideas, the enemy, whatever. And the only answer is more government, more control, more loss of liberty is their only answer in this triangle of destruction that they set up. I bring that up because now they're asking, will the world run out of people? And a new book claims that the global population will start to decline in 30 years. And once it starts, it'll never end. Now, UN predictions say, oh, man, there's going to be too many people on the planet. It's just going to go up and up and up and it'll never end. Now, you got two extremes. Hey, there's too many people. The world's going to end. And now the population is going to just, melt down into nothing and decline. And in either case, the sky is falling. You see what I mean about the Hegelian dialectic? Both answered, man. Too many people on the planet and unchecked making babies has got to stop. And then this idea that, oh, man, we can't reduce the population too much. It's got to stop. Neither's the answer. Right? There are 7.7 billion people on the planet right now. And they expect it to climb to about 9 billion by 2050. And then the book says that the population will stop the drop. Will start to drop, I should say, in roughly 30 years and steadily decline from there after. Authors say improvements in women's education worldwide will have a big impact. So now you're going to pit education against women. So the more educated women get, this and other factors will cause many people to choose not to have children at all. So the point that I'm getting at is that the end of all roads in their scenario is a crisis, right? Hey, you just leave it unchecked and everybody makes babies and you got too many people on the planet and we're all going to die. And then the other idea is, hey, if you get women education and pretty soon tell everybody not to have babies, then the world's going to melt down and everybody's going to die. And whether you look at, some South American or Central American populations where they're increasing, or America where we're increasing. Not enough, mind you, but they say it's the end of the world. We're having too many babies. Then the other side is, well, Japan and China and North Korea, they're not having any babies, and therefore their societies are going to melt down. In fact, they've murdered so many of the girls in China with a one-child policy. They keep the boys and murder the girls most often. Now they got this disparity where all these young men, they don't have a prayer to get married. There's not enough women. They don't have a chance to follow God's admonition to multiply and replenish the earth. By the way, that God-given, God-ordained commandment has not been rescinded ever, right? Let's be clear about that. And so what happens is that you have government that says, hey, too many kids, not enough kids. Government must manipulate that for the good of society and for the, well, to stop the Chicken Little scenario or syndrome where the sky is falling and it's horrible. There's going to be too many people everywhere and it's going to melt down and the world's going to heat up and it's just crazy. Or, hey, we're going to get rid of all the kids and now we got a crisis because there's not enough children, right? At the end of all their roads is nothing but government and the loss of liberty and no solutions under this fear-mongering mentality that the sky is falling. I got a novel idea. This is Solutions Radio. Remember that? This is Solutions Radio, so I will not bring you a crisis or a conundrum or an issue or a problem. I will not bring one of those to you without a solution. Okay, I don't do that. That's where I believe a lot of other talk show hosts fall short and kind of let the people down. You can't leave this program with discouragement, folks. You can't leave this program with a negative view or no answers, no solutions. It's against my religion to do that. So here's the answer. And I know it sounds just deceptively simple, but hang with me on this idea for a minute. Look, God is in charge. Make no mistake, God's in charge, not government, okay, not the global warming people, not the zero population people, none of these people are in charge. God's in charge. After all, he is the creator of the universe. He is also the author of our liberty, and he is our great protector, right? And so if we let God be in charge, not man, then we follow the genius of our founding fathers. They understood that we got to reject man and turn to God and God's laws. If we want honesty and liberty and protection, that's where we got to go. There is something above government, and it is God Almighty. And so if we follow his guidance on this population discussion, we can summarily dismiss these ideas that the world's going to run out of people, or suggest the idea that we've got too many people on the planet or whatever. You know, in other words, a population increase or decrease that's just catastrophic. We can reject all that. And we can say when we follow God's laws, he keeps things in balance perfectly. Not only justice and mercy for the salvation of those who obey his commandments, but in terms of a balance between food and needs and water and peoples. And God's got all that, folks. He just does. In fact, in the Bible, he talks about plenty of room. There's room to spare, is the words used, right? And so God says multiply and replenish the earth. And I believe that if we have men and women marry in the traditional sense of one man, one woman marriages, and they have fidelity to that marriage, and they willingly obey God's command to multiply and replenish the earth, and with God's promise, there's room enough to spare. If we believe it and we live together normally, naturally, and welcome children, knowing that they are a blessing from God, sent as a gift to us, and if we take our responsibilities seriously and have fidelity to that man, that marriage, to the husband or wife that we marry, and we support the traditional family, the fundamental unit of society, and if we obey God's laws in this, we can have faith in and trust in that God will balance these things out, and these chicken little-ish ideas of extreme that the sky is falling in either case will go by the wayside. And trust in the creator of the earth, the author of our liberty, and using his fundamental unit of society, the family, as our great institution for solutions. That is where we will make progress, ladies and gentlemen. And anything more or less or sideways from this, I submit to you, cometh of evil, will not accomplish the goal. It'll just run everybody around in fear and consternation and confusion, and nothing but destruction and dishonesty and division will be our lot. But if we turn to God, if we turn to family, and if we continue to teach the principles that made the greatest country on the face of the earth, we shall have success. It will not be a sky is falling scenario. It will not be divide and destroy and distract. It will be restore, replenish. It will be gratitude. It will be safety. We can make America strong again. We can make America safe again. We can make America great again. We can do all these things, not because of our own or ourselves, but because of our God. And I promise you that that is the solution. Have trust in God's laws. Have trust in God's covenants, in God's promises, and in God's guidance. And I'm telling you, when we do things God's way, not our way, instantly we have tremendous success. And I mean tremendous. I want to make sure that we're aware of real solutions. God said to multiply and replenish the earth, and that has never been rescinded. He also said there's plenty, there's room to spare. I got a question for you. Do we trust the Almighty author of our liberty? I, for one, unequivocally say, yes, indeed, we do. And I promise you, the solution is in following his counsel, his guidance, his laws. And all this man-made attempts to control everything and manipulate, it cometh of evil, folks. There's no good in it, and there's no answers in it. All right, thanks for being along for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. 2 hours of hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. Spread the word about Liberty Roundtable and donate today, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America. LibertyRoundtable.com.